received $500 million in funding, in Series A funding for Uber Freights. So on this episode, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about what is Uber Freights. We're going to talk about what is Series A funding, what are preferred stocks, and also, of course, what does all this mean for investors? But if you haven't done so, ladies and gentlemen, go ahead and make sure.
Hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell icon. Hit that like, comment, and share button.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you are now tuned into the Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dice, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from a beautiful city and state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so let's jump straight into it. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is a late night live show coming to you guys and girls, like I said earlier, from Denver, Colorado. But we have a very interesting topic that I just wanted to hit on real quick for the people that's catching this. Uber Freights receives Uber Freights raises $500 million in funding from Greenbrier Equity Group to transform logistics. So that's the first thing that has happened. So the first question we got to ask ourselves, ladies and gentlemen, what is Uber Freights? So let me share my screen here. Let me pull it up here and pull up what is Uber Freights. So right here, this is on the Uber Freights website. And, you know, please forgive me to understand. I want you guys and girls to understand that I don't know a whole lot about the company. I'm just skimming over real quick to kind of get a quick understanding and how it affects the business. So essentially what Uber Freights looks like is doing, it's like it's taking our transportation industry and Ubertizing it in a way. For prime example, let's say if I had 100 bales of hay and I needed to get it from Denver, Colorado all the way down to Atlanta, Georgia. So I would take those bales of hay and I'm like, well, how do I get it there? So usually you would call a logistics company or whatever the case may be to say, hey, can you put this on your truck or move it or whatnot? So what Uber Freights looks like, what it's doing is it's saying that, hey, you can come to us, tell us what you're moving, how you're moving it. We'll send somebody to come pick it up and take it wherever you need it to go, give you a flat rate, all of the good stuff like that. Sounds pretty cool. Now, granted, it may go a little deeper and all that stuff like that. It may, but that's just my understanding from reading the website. So you must first understand the business if you are an investor into the business, right? So it's a logistic business. Now, my second question that I know what Uber Freight does, I got to ask the question of, now, what is Uber Freight? How much does it affect the business of Uber, right? How much does it affect the business? So right here, what I have pulled up in front of you, I'm sharing on my screen here. This is the 10Q form. This is the latest financial report from Uber. So what I do is I scroll down here. I go to the finances right here, assets and liabilities. You know, that's the balance sheet. Then we slide on down here to the income statement. This tells us our revenues. So I want to get a breakout of what the revenues actually are. So I keep on sliding down here a little bit more. That's the cash flow statement. Don't need to see that right now. Let me slide down a little bit more. I had it on here, but here we go. There we go. All right. So the revenue, we're breaking out the revenue. So their mobile revenue is 237. It's in millions, I think, right? So let's come over to a billion. 2.3 billion. Okay, this is in millions, I think it says. So, and then right here, you have freights. You have delivery, which is 595 million. Then you have freights, which is 106 million. The total revenue is 3.1 billion. So out of this 1 billion, so Uber Freights right now revenue is bringing about 5%. You know, this is the quarter now, ladies and gentlemen. This is only the quarter ended in June 30th, what I'm reading. So it's about 5% in the last quarter of their business. So not a whole lot of their business here. It only generated $167 million, which is a lot of money, but not compared to what their mobile app is doing and what they're doing for deliveries and stuff like that. So they're generating $167 million in the last quarter, which is a little bit down from, no, it's up. My bad. I'm sorry. I read that wrong, ladies and gentlemen. That was 2019. For 2020, they generated $211 million, which is up from last quarter. So right here, they generated $211 million, and it's only a small percentage, it's about 5%, almost 5 to 10% of the total revenue of the company. So not a huge chunk, but they just got a Series A funding from Green, from this investment firm. Now that we understand what Uber Freight is and how it affects the business, now let's jump into the Series A funding. I see you guys and girls commenting. I will get to those towards the end of the video, so I will check it out. So tell me where you're from if you are catching this live. So what is Series A funding? What is Series A funding? A lot of people may have that question, and let me pull up my screen to share here. Let's see here. I want to remove it. I want to stop it. I want to go back. So now here we got to understand what is Series A funding, because they got Series A funding. Of course, I didn't bring that up. But anyway, so the thing about it is when you're starting a business, usually you take your own money and you start in a cake company. You know, you take your own money, you buy the cake batter, you buy the logo, you establish the business with your own money. Now you got the business going up and fine and everything is going fine and good. And now you're saying, hey, I need to take it to the next level. I'm ready to bring on investors, stuff like that or whatnot. So now you seek out investors. This is called Series A. In the beginning, that's the seed capital. You put up the seed money. Now you get to Series A. Series A is like, hey, you go to your friends and family and you may find some sophisticated investors, maybe a venture capitalist firm, say, hey, look, I got this great cake business and I want to take it to the next level. They put in some money and in return, they get preferred stock, something that we're going to get on next. So now the Series A funding is your first time, your first big round of funding where you have other people involved. Now when a business is doing pretty well, now you take it to Series B to develop the business even more and scale it. You always hear that word all the time, to scale the business more. And then you take it to round C. Eventually you take the business public or whatever the case may be, right? So Series A is right after the seed funding is what this company came in and did. And in return, they took preferred stock. So we got to understand, what are preferred stock? So preferred stock are higher than a common stock. Like I own Uber shares. Someone who has a preferred stock is at a higher level. What I mean by a higher level is if the company was to go bankrupt, you know, you have to pay out all the bonds. You got to pay back your debt. You got to pay the bonds first. After the bonds, you got preferred stock. But below preferred stock, you got common stock. Now, it's a couple things in between, but just to kind of give you a general idea. So a preferred stock is when somebody says, hey, I own a piece of the company. It's hybrid. You have a little, you have some equity, you have a bond, plus it's a common stock at the same time. So you get paid dividends from the company, and also as the company gains value because you took a substantial amount of risk invested into the company when it was at the Series A level. Now, the fourth thing, I know, like, as you guys and girls tune in, you're wondering, okay, Prince, that's good. You told us about Uber Freights. You told us about the Series A funding. You told us about what it means to prefer stocks. I get this, but what does this mean to me as a common investor? So we all know that Uber's is broken down into three areas where you have Uber, the ride service, then you have Uber Eats, and then on top of that, you have Uber Freights. So they get money three ways. The number one way they get money, or they make their money, is via rides. The number two way they make their money is via their Uber Eats, which they call delivery. So number one, they call mobile. That's their rides. Number two, they call delivery, which is Uber Eats. And number three is Uber Freights. Uber Freights is the smallest one. So what this means is that this company is being very aggressive. It is focused on growth. Uber is unprofitable right now. But why am I invested into this new unprofitable business? Because Uber is maintaining its edge, and it is being aggressive in raising money and expanding the business. So I do like that. And I do think they are number one in their space. When you look at the ride share business, they recently brought Postmates. So you look who else is in that business. You have Lyft. They are a bigger brand. They're making more money. They're a bigger company, more established with Uber Eats. I mean, with Uber Eats. Uber Eats, they're doing more than Lyft because they have Uber Eats and Freights. And they're doing more than DoorDash because they're in the DoorDash business and they're in the rideshare business and they're in the freight business. So this could be a good thing. A big thing they're going to be facing here soon will be come next month during the election, when they're going to find out the people who drive for Uber, or the people who drive for Uber, are they going to be the people that drive for Uber? Are they going to be considered independent contractors, or are they going to become workers? If they become workers, very bad for the business and can absolutely positively potentially crash the business, sending shockwaves throughout the entire business. So when I look at this, what does it mean to investors? It means that Uber is being aggressive. It's still trying to focus on growth. It's still getting new investors. It's still trying to grow all aspects of its business. They got the ride share. They got the Uber Eats. And they also have the Uber Freight. So I like this as growing into the potential to see what they do. But the story is still out. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not anchoring. I'm not going to be an anchor. That's a mistake that investors make when they are so anchored in their current company. They're not paying attention to new information that's coming out. All right. So let's get in the comments before I get out of here. Dunk, we got Clarence Duncan. He says, good evening, coming from the city and state of Edward Beach, Hawaii. All right, Clarence Duncan, you on the move. He's out there in Clarence. He's out there in Hawaii. Thank you for tuning in, man. Thank you for tuning in. He says, all the way from Canada, we got Michael from Canada. The Lemonade Brothers are back. What's going on, Mike? What's going on, Mike? PT Forever. PT Forever. I know you're working a late shift out there in Phoenix, Arizona. And you. Thank you for tuning in. He's definitely a loyal someone who listens on a very consistent basis. Definitely appreciate it. So appreciate it. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you got something out of it. I can't even say your last name here. Jibla, whatever the case may be. No disrespect to you. But you said Uber destroyed the taxi industry, not by free competition, but by breaking the laws and corporate city officials. That's why a lot of things are changing. You know, the taxi business is still not out of business. And a lot of people are saying they're behind trying to get Uber to push their workers to become employees, because when they become employees, it's going to hurt their business. All right. So he's saying sell. Yeah, I have no problem. He's saying rethink your position and sell. I have no problem with Uber. If Uber figures it out, they have a tremendous upside. If they can't figure it out, then I'll sell and move somewhere else. I'm not going to anchor in my decision and you know, play crazy and not understand, hey, things have changed. I change positions all the time. As new information's come out, I'm not married to a stock. You know, I'm not married to a stock. I'll date you. And as long as you're beneficial, then we can continue dating. The moment you are no longer adding up, and you no longer make your money and things get bad for you, you can't figure it out, then I'm going to go somewhere else, you know? So Petey Young, he said, I'm still riding with Uber. Yeah, we're going to see how they do. Are they going to better make it? Oh, that's my guy right there, Max B. He said, I got to catch the playback. Cool, cool. He said, Jamish, what's going on, Jamish? He's out there in Hawaii too. He said, What did I miss? We talked about the deal with Uber. We talked about the preferred stocks they got. You know, they got a big investor to put up $500 million into Uber Freights for their Series A funding. All right. Max B says, Prince, what do you think about XLK versus QQQ? That got to be the subject of a new video where I'll get into XLK versus QQQ. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to be my time for tonight. I want to give you this episode to kind of keep you guys and girls on news that you can use. And as you can see, how things change the investing world and how things change around the world and how it impacts investors. Okay. Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else crazy you see me doing around the globe. Peace. Be safe. I'm out. And thank you.